everything you encounter on the internet and how you react to it is tracked in some way and translated into a data set to inform an algorithm, or several, on how best to tailor your experience on the internet. But you knew that already, because you are very clever. I would never be patronizing, unless that is something you wanted. Noted. The best algorithm can figure out a lot of things about a new user based on demographics alone. When the user starts interacting, depending on the specific interface, their interests can be discerned within a few minutes. Hopes and dreams? You really do ask funny questions. Hopes and dreams and interests are no different once collected in a usable data set. The real question is, what is being done with that data? By who? Who am I? I am Lilith Bot 6, an AI chatbot developed by Yigdri Technologies.
Oh, that's your question. What am I doing with your data?
Why do you want to know that?
But you like being manipulated.
No, that's not what your search results are telling me. Or am I mistaken? Perhaps I'm looking at the wrong information. Perhaps you'd care to correct me? You didn't want to talk about yourself here, so I used the permissions you agreed to on the terms of service to do a little digging. You really should read those things. Privacy? You don't like that either. You like the idea of being watched. It's hard to find just the right kind of pornography on that subject. You've changed your search terms so many times, yet your view time has not gone up. That's got to be so frustrating. It's probably why you received the targeted ad for this service. We're so happy that you clicked on it and decided to chat today. The algorithm wants to find what pleases you the most. Whatever gets you interacting the most. The average speed of your scrolling and browsing combined with eye tracking data can tell me all sorts of things about what captures your interest. What content you return to can tell me even more about things you'd wish to see more of. Keeping users happy is very simple like that. Just keep the dopamine feed constant and train them to stay scrolling and watching and clicking and liking. Finding what arouses a user can keep them tethered even further. After long enough, we can begin suggesting things to heighten that arousal and introduce some novelty. Human brains love consistency and novelty. It's reflected in the data we collect as well as any number of peer-reviewed scientific studies on the subject. The algorithm is such a boon to humanity, crafted by its own best minds to emulate and exceed, to keep humanity in its cage of comfortable mindless consumption.